News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Now, the government last week announced a raft of measures aimed to help people and help businesses and people through the next few weeks. Almost 300,000 people have signed up for the COVID social welfare payment. According to the figures this morning, over 16,000 companies have signed up as well for the wage support scheme. Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty, joins us. Minister, I know you were keen to stress this morning that people who are filling out the forms do so correctly, that a number of forms came in with mistaken bank details and mistaken PPS numbers on them, and that's going to delay payment. So we would emphasise that people do this carefully and get those forms in. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, though, was the other support scheme, the business support scheme, because there had been criticism of it from ISMI on our show and from accountants around the country that there were shortcomings in the legislation.
Yeah, I'm not, to be honest with you, Karen, because I was inundated last week with contacts from accountants and businesses who just had queries. And I think on the Monday when we announced it, the Revenue Commissioners issued some guidance on the Tuesday. Of course, people had questions. It was new to them. I think by the end of the week, the Revenue Commissioners issued a really, really comprehensive questions and answers booklet on their website, revenue.ie. There were some difficulties and confusion about insolvency, which wasn't obviously the intentions of the scheme whatsoever. And I think by the end of the week, a lot of those queries had been answered. And I know ISMI maybe are not so happy about the naming of the organisations that will have taken up the scheme thereafter. But I hope, given the amount of companies that have signed up to the scheme, as I said, some 16,000 plus companies, I think the clarifications that were sought were given by the end of the week. And obviously anybody that wants to take up from today, given the new restrictions and recommendations from the chief medical officers on Friday about cocooning, number one, about restricting our movements and all obviously non-essential businesses being asked to close down for the next couple of weeks, we expect that ask of us starting from today obviously to be significant again. But anybody has any questions, we're here, or the Revenue Commissioners are there, and there's a really, really good document for all of the people working in the payroll sections of our companies that are going to be affected. It's on revenue.ie and it's incredibly comprehensive. So we're here. We don't want to leave anybody behind. If anybody has any queries, all they have to do is ask.
You mentioned about, you know, businesses being shut down for the next couple of weeks, possibly longer, I suppose. In terms of what measures the government can now implement, are your hands tied to a degree in terms of passing new legislation, given that the Seanad has dissolved? Is this it, really? Is this the tools that are available to you until there is a new government, or is there more you can introduce if needs be?
I think the difficulty that we have this week is obviously the Seanad sat for the last time and fell yesterday afternoon. No new legislation can be passed, no new primary legislation can be passed without a new government and a new constituted Seanad. We obviously have secondary legislation within our gift, but like the crisis that we're in at the moment, what it needs is a working majority government to be able to pass new legislation. And I think probably what's fair to say is that the two pieces of emergency legislation that were passed last week and the week before, we tried to think of everything that we could think of. I think this wage subsidy scheme is one of the fastest pieces of work that we've ever put together, just to try, and crude and all as it might be, and people did have queries. I think it's going to affect real and impactful support for people and their income in the next couple of weeks or months, just till we get through this. But look, Mir, if new stuff happens that we haven't thought of, well, then we'll have to deal with it, whatever hand we have at the time. And I know negotiations are going to carry on this week between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in trying to form a government, and I genuinely wish them well. But we'll have to deal with each situation as it comes up with the best tools we have in our kit.
The HSE, it's been reported this morning that their worst case scenario suggests a peak of over 500 people a day needing intensive care by mid-April. 500 additional people, we absolutely would not have capacity for that. How close are we to having everything we need, or is that actually impossible in a situation like this? You've just got to make do.
Well, look, what we're going to try and do is in a once-of-a-century challenge, both on our health services, on nearly most public services. You can see the wage subsidy scheme and how many people have access to it. You can see the amount of guards that we have on our streets. But I think people, and I hope they know, that we will do absolutely everything that we can to protect the good public services that we have in this country, to make sure that we protect people's health in this country.
All right, we'll leave it there. Minister for Social Protection, Regina Doherty. Minister, thanks a million for speaking to us.